broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
On one hand, he was the perfect medical student, a guy engaged to a beautiful woman.
Well, she didn't have, for someone who's just...
I don't think that the government should interfere in people's religion.
This is the best that we can do in America. This is what we want to focus on.
So
this
I watched the basketball game last night.
Nappy is racial.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're bitches are truth. What the hell is... Figure that one out. Where truth is our bitch. And every night we take you through the looking glass and beyond. Coming up this hour, Mr. Brass Villanueva joins us from Los Malos to talk about the GOP's criticism of Barack Obama over the Ground Zero Mosque. The GOP, the Republican Party, has said that the president has been insensitive. More to come as well. The best fast food in America. 877-876-PHIL and our website, philhenryshow.com. At that website is the largest repository of great radio in the history of the world. At that website is the largest repository of probably of radio downloads. It is a modern miracle of science, man, our radio show. You can go over to PhilHendryShow.com and watch live streaming video of the show right now, live streaming audio of the show. You can download the show tomorrow. You can download a various podcasts that we have. We're making our shows downloadable all the time, all of our archive stuff. So we want you to be a part of what's really happening in the media right now, and that is that the Internet, the World Wide Web, is every bit as much as interesting, if not more so, than anything else, and we want you to take a part of it. Join us over there, philhenryshow.com, and get a backstage pass. All right. The GOP, and we have Brass Villanueva, who will be joining us in just a second. The GOP has called Barack Obama, President Obama, insensitive over his stand on the mosque at Ground Zero. Republican candidates around the country seized on President Barack Obama's support for the right of Muslims to build a mosque near Ground Zero, assailing him as an elitist who is insensitive to the families of the September the 11th victims. From state houses to state fairs on Tuesday, Republican incumbents and challengers unleashed an almost unified line of criticism against the president days after he forcefully defended the construction of a $100 million Islamic center two blocks from the site of the 2001 terror attacks. Last Friday, President Obama made this statement.
Nappy is racial.
No, yes, he did out of here. Will you, bud?
What?
Don't ever do that or I'll smack you.
I thought it'd be funny.
It ain't funny. Last Friday, President Obama defended the Ground Zero Mosque.
Ground Zero is indeed hallowed ground. But let me be clear. As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship in a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan in accordance with local laws and ordinances.
Okay. The president also said that this is an issue of religious freedom.
This is America. And our commitment to religious freedom must be unshakable. The principle that people of all faiths are welcome in this country and that they will not be treated differently by their government is essential to who we are. The writ of the founders must endure.
All right, over the weekend, while vacationing in Florida, President Obama backtracked a bit on his earlier defense of the mosque.
I was not commenting, and I will not comment on the wisdom of making a decision to put a mosque there. I was commenting very specifically on the right that people have that dates back to our founding. That's what our country is about.
Well, I don't know if that's backtracking. That's clarifying. Representative Jerry Nadler of New York defends the Ground Zero Mosque in an interview on CNN.
Ground Zero is hallowed ground. Two blocks away, first of all, is not so hallowed ground. We should not, government officials should not be in a position of pressuring people where to build their mosque or their church or whatever. As much as I respect the sensitivities of people, there's a fundamental mistake behind it. And that is, how can you, and I can quote any number of some of the people who've commented on it, and what they're saying essentially is, how can you put a mosque there when, after all, Muslims attacked us on 9/11 and this is ripping open a wound? Well, the fallacy is that Al-Qaeda attacked us. Islam did not attack us.
All right. And finally, Mayor Michael Bloomberg spoke yesterday in favor of the mosque, saying if construction doesn't go through, it would be a, quote, sad day for this country.
Barack Obama says building a mosque at Ground Zero
is
about time.
What is that, Jace? That ain't it. Here's Bloomberg. That was, I don't know what the, you know, I'm going to belt you, man, if you don't get the right stuff up there.
Now, that wasn't my fault.
Anyway, here's Mayor Bloomberg.
I don't think that the government should interfere in people's religion, what they believe, who they pray to, where they pray. I do think that a mosque would enhance the cultural diversity of our city, and those kinds of things are good for our city. And if we shout down a mosque and community center because it is two blocks away from the site where freedom was attacked, I think it would be a sad day for America.
I just want to say one thing. We're going to bring on Brass Villanueva now, and he's a young man from Los Malos. These guys, from this guy Nadler to Mayor Bloomberg to President Obama, they all have missed the point. They have completely missed the point. President Obama addressed it briefly when he said, I haven't talked about the wisdom, which is to say that he probably doesn't agree with the wisdom. And what we're talking about here isn't a constitutional issue. We understand the Constitution allows you. We understand that the Constitution says yes. What we were asking for, those of us opposed to this mosque, was a sensitivity to a people, the American people, that this is the wrong time, and yeah, maybe even the wrong place to be putting a mosque. Did Islam attack us? No, but Islamic jihadists did. A religion that, quite frankly, a majority of Americans are not familiar with. We're not saying we shouldn't have jihadists, but we are saying I don't really know too much about a religion other than the fact that some guys that claim to adhere to it butchered up 3,000 people on TV. Mr. Villanueva, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
What have I just said that you would disagree with?
Well, I think there are a lot of things you just said that I would disagree with. I would disagree, number one, with saying that President Obama, you know, okay, is wrong because, see, our point with Los Malos, who are a empowerment organization for young Latin males, okay, so I'm not Arab, okay, but as a person of color, I have embraced Islam as the religion for people of color, okay? And what President Obama is basically saying is that we've got some people, okay, who are very real, hypersensitive, okay, and are not showing themselves to be very strong and able to take it, okay, like in my culture, where we're used to, okay, having to absorb a little bit of pain, okay, and having to absorb, okay, a little bit of hardship and having to work our way to a problem. You know, if you have, okay, and you're in jail, okay, and you have to live through, okay, the hardship of being in jail, okay, then you have to suck it up, okay, and America is not looking like a suck it up. And that's why I said that President Obama, when they said that he's not sensitive, and you just said that right now, Mr. Henry, you sound, okay, I'm not saying you do, but, okay, it almost sound like you, okay, sort of like sissy or something, okay, because...
What do you mean, sissy? You know...
Well, sissy means that, okay, I've been hearing about President Obama, you know, was not sensitive, okay, and about people should be more treated like little babies or something, okay? I'm not, you know, I don't know that says very good things about America, that you got to be treated like your baby, okay, and you got to have, you know, your diaper on and all of that. And
Let's remember what we're talking about here, Mr. Villanueva. We're talking about an event on September the 11th where there was a lot of death. It was murder, cold-blooded murder, all right? And people identify that part of New York with that.
Well, I understand that they identify that part of New York with it, okay, but also another thing is happening in New York now, okay, and that is that somebody wants to put a mosque there, okay, and they want to put a religious learning and a religious teaching center there, okay, and so that's also, okay, a little bit more pain, I guess you would say, that you have to endure, and I just think that America has to recognize, okay, that this mosque, it might be painful, okay, But you can't tell everybody how painful it is. You can't go, you know, ow, this hurts, ow, ow, it hurts, right?
Well, nobody's saying, ow, it hurts.
I disagree, sir. Yes, they are, Mr. Henry. They said that President Obama was not sensitive to people. The Republican Party, the right-wingers, were saying President Obama needs to, okay, like, pretend, you know, be more, you know, like mama. You know, like they need to, like they need their mama, okay? And I feel that the American people need to send a tougher message to the world, you know, that America talking about the mosque at Ground Zero, and the American people, and I'm second generation American, it looks like a lot of people being sissy about it, okay? And in the tradition of my people, of the Hispanic people, I'm an American, but my culture, my people, we weather the storm, we push through. We have to take it. American people are not showing they can take it too good. You have to show that you can take it good, you know.
And so what you're all right, I've listened to what you had to say. So your essential pitch is this, that the more we cry about this Ground Zero mosque, the weaker we look?
I just think it looks bad that Americans are all, I don't want to have a mosque. I don't want to have a mosque. And they sound like I'm babysitting my niece or something, you know, my little cousin, because, okay, the Muslims are on the move, okay?
What do you mean that the Islam is the your religion? You're Hispanic.
That's correct.
So your folks are, your people are from either Mexico, Central America, South America?
I'm Native American and some Spanish.
Okay. So how is Islam your religion?
Islam is the religion of all people of color, whether you're Hispanic or whether you're, Arab or black. If you're colored, or like Indian, okay, if you're a colored man, a man of color, okay, Islam is your religion. And the reason is that religion is the religion of rising up, okay, and taking charge. And I think America, okay, in reaction to Islam, is acting kind of baby-like. And I don't think they look very strong, you know, and I think that they need to butch it. You know, they say they got to butch it up. If you're against the mosque, you're nothing but... I think it's like a sissy...
And to you, it doesn't strike if people are against the mosque because they're angry.
Well, at some point, you have to say you're all angry. Why don't you just learn how to take it instead of... If you say it's insensitive, that sounds to me like you can't take it, you know?
Take what, man? Take the insult of having a mosque there?
No, you know, just have a mosque there and say, I can take it. You know, if you hate the mosque, I understand you hate the mosque, but just take, you know, the stand and say, you know what, I hate your mosque, but I can take it. It's just like if someone took a knife, you know, and stuck it in me, I could take that, you know.
You could take, so you could take a knife being stuck in you?
If I had to, yeah. If I had to, yeah.
All right, hold on, 877-876-PHIL. So the crying and the complaining about the mosque only shows that Americans are weak. And the crying and complaining about the insensitivity of President Obama shows that Americans are hypersensitive, and that the best way to react to this mosque, according to Mr. Brassville and the waiver there of Los Malos, is to take it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Brassville and the waiver here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on whether or not allowing a mosque down there means that we are strong, or allowing a mosque down there means we're weak. He says not allowing the mosque means we're sissies. I don't know. Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, man, you messed it up.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Brass Villanueva is with the group Los Malos, right, Brass?
That's correct, right.
And this is a Latino, young male Latino empowerment organization.
An organization, to try and empower young Latino males in the world of, like politics, community activism too.
And you're in favor of the mosque at Ground Zero because you think that not allowing the mosque there sends a message of weakness.
Well, look, Mr. Henry, I think that this is a message that is not lost on young Latin males like myself or people of color. It's not lost on Muslim people, okay? I think it is a message that lost on a generation of Americans, and that is, to use a sports analogy, okay, if you look at a football player playing with a broken leg, okay, if you look at Evander Holyfield, he kept on fighting even after he got his ear bit off by Mike Tyson. But America, okay, is not showing that it can continue with a mosque. It's all crying about it, okay? See what I'm saying?
America's crying about the mosque.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing everybody crying about...
Well, but do you understand the relationship between 9/11 and...
Yes, sir. I've heard it already, sir. With all respect to you, okay, and your listeners, I've already got it about 9/11, okay? What more do you want to say, okay?
You know, well, I mean, what more do I want to say? 3,000 people are dead as the result of these jihadists. And
yeah, I got that. I understand that.
Okay, you understand that. And that it extended as far as Shanksburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no, I saw United 93. I seen World Trade Center, okay? I went down to New York, okay? I walked around. I looked, okay, at all of the people, okay, the whole, all that. I mean, there's nothing that I don't understand, okay, about it. So... What?
You don't find that to be such a devastating event that you can't understand why people don't want to have a mosque down there?
I understand how people could be hurt about it, okay? But I don't understand how they could be so hurt and sensitive and I want to say, okay, like almost crybaby about it, okay?
Crybaby? I mean, you're talking about something that will never be forgotten in the history of this country and will be one of the major events, major acts of terrorism in the history of the world.
Well, but again, Mr. Henry, with the history the way it is, okay, and it changes, okay, we know that there's always going to be something terrible, okay? And so it's better now, okay, to say, I don't want to go through life, people look at me and say, well, there goes that crybaby. There goes America. They're all, you know, we have at our meeting, we will talk about the phenomenon. We don't even have a name for it. This is, and that's like a baby sound. You have to give a baby sound to it because it is so embarrassing.
Well, all right. I don't know that. I think I understand what you're saying.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah. Well, no. I think I understand. You're saying that we ought to be able to take any kind of assault. And then some. We ought to take the assault, and we ought to take the Muslim mosque, and...
Well, again, look at my people, Hispanic people. We've taken all kinds of abuse, okay? And we keep fighting back, okay? But Americans, okay, are all... I don't want to... I don't know how to describe it. It's like my little cousins or something.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. I got to get to a phone call, and then we have a break, and we'll take some more phone calls. Tony in Raleigh, North Carolina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Brassville and Nueva. Go ahead.
Yes. The comment on whether it's wise to build a mosque at Ground Zero, I'm sensitive to that, but I understand what our Constitution was written for, and sometimes things will be accepted, some things will not be accepted. As far as them being Islam, 95% of Islamists are Muslims, are good, God-fearing people. And a lot of them here in America are productive citizens. Now, you're going to have a few people in all religions. They're going to be to the far left or far right or the very extreme. And I think those are the people that should be weeded out or targeted as far as people you should look out for or things of that nature. But you shouldn't condemn all Muslims. You should condemn all Christians for
I agree with that. I know that. I'm just saying that we should have the mosque at Ground Zero because a lot of people are being babies about it. You know, just put the mosque up and quit being a baby, you know.
Well, what do you mean baby? Do you think it's babyish to say that people are angry?
I think like a baby can be angry when you don't give it milk, when you don't give it like a nipple. I mean, because that's the way American people are sounding right now, like they didn't get the nipple, you know.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know, I think,
yeah.
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, but I think it's a poor choice of words or a lack of to just use the term baby, sissy, or some people need a nipple. What I think is people are sensitive to that. I have loved ones that were in that. And my take on it is no, it's not why I have to put it there. I wouldn't say that. And not in the name of in certain religions.
But you're going to suck it up, though, right? You suck it up and go ahead and take it, right?
Now, that's where we have a disagreement here, whether we're supposed to suck it up and take it. Tony, thank you. I got to take a break, but I appreciate your call. Should the American people suck it up and take the mosque like we're taking a shot of, I don't know, penicillin? 877-876-PHIL or the rabies treatment?
How dare you, man? We need rabies treatment.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Always here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Also, philhendryshow.com if you want to watch live streaming video of our show, as well as listen to live streaming audio of the show. And we have a list of affiliates at philhendryshow.com as well, so you can see where it is that we're being broadcast. We have on the line with us from Los Monos, Brass Villanueva, and we're talking about the mosque at Ground Zero from a different perspective. We've had people on who've supported the mosque, Mr. Villanueva. I don't think I've ever had anybody on the air with me who support the mosque saying that this is something that America needs to just suck up.
No, I would not say that, you know, is exactly the way to put it, you know.
Well, I think that's the way you put it.
Well, Mr. Henry, I would say that we all lose jobs. I think everybody listening to your broadcast right now, the people have probably lost their job. And when you lose your job, what's the first thing you think? You think, I lost my job, okay? And that person that got my job, okay, they're better, okay? So I have to embrace the reality, okay, that I'm not as good at that job as that other person who got the job. And so I'm out on the street, okay? Am I supposed to deny that I'm out on the street? In many ways, America's out on the street right now. America lost a job. Mosque's going to be there, okay? And we're out on the street, okay? And that's just, and it's our constitution to put us on the street. You know, I mean, and I don't want to get into any specific, but if you're in jail, okay, like I have and many people that I know have, this is a lot you have to put up with, okay? You either can relax into it, okay, or fight it, okay, but, you know, you might enjoy, okay?
All right, I don't want to talk about this, man, what happened to you in jail.
I'm not saying it happened to me. I might have happened it on somebody, okay?
Well, I don't care what it is. I don't want to talk about that. But your point is that the mosque at Ground Zero for America is like we all lost a job?
I'm saying, do you say if you lose your job, you're going to be out on the street and say, no, I'm going to go back in and get the... No, they just fired you, okay? So you got to just suck on that, okay, and just sit there on the pavement. And this is where I am now. I'm sitting on the pavement and just be tough about it, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Just be tough, man, and let that mosque go in, and we're just going to have to take the pain.
Take the pain, that's right.
I don't think that's any way to look at it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a phone call in New York City with Calvin in Queens. Calvin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, I would just like to say that, really, it's like a matter of respect that 9/11 has. You know what I mean? There's a whole lot of respect, a lot of people that died in 9/11, and I feel like, you know, nobody should actually have to suck up to anything. I mean, we can suck up to it, but still, we have feelings towards that. You know what I mean? There's people out there who lost a lot of friends, a lot of relatives, and stuff like that. And for this individual to say, like, suck up to it and all that, it's a matter of disrespect, actually.
I just saying what we got to do, you know, as America. I mean, Islam, you know, the mosque is there, you know, and America, just like my people, Hispanic people, we got to take
Well, America is America, brother. I was born and raised in America. I respect America.
Right.
I love America.
Right.
And apparently
you
have some beef with America. You know what I'm saying? And,
well,
and never forget
I don't.
Where you come from, brother. Never forget where you
well,
come
I don't.
From. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I sort of come from America,
like,
but my parents.
Like, you got this beef. You got a special beef against America, and they should just handle it.
Let me ask something. Brass, what do you mean you're sort of from America?
Well, my parents are from Central America, so, and I was born here, so I'm not exactly from here.
Yes, you are. You were born here.
Yeah, okay, but...
Yeah, he was born here, so that means you're an American. You just don't want to be
American,
bro. You got problems with America,
but,
all right? You know what I mean?
No, I want to be American, but I also want to know that what are we supposed to do, just like everybody's saying, like, I'll put it this way. Everyone's saying that President Obama is being insensitive. Well, doesn't that make it sound like we're kind of candy-ass about
no,
it?
No, not
know?
At
Can
all,
like,
not at all, because first of all, it's not his place to be right in the middle of that. You know what I'm saying? That's like a state issue. Let the state deal with that. Let the people of the state vote and ask and see if they want the mosque there. Let them make a vote for it. Vote it. Vote it in or vote it out, one or the other. You understand what I'm saying? That's the way we deal in America with diplomacy. We deal with diplomacy. We vote it in, vote it out. Of course, there's going to be people who don't like the mosque because there's a lot of Muslims and stuff down there. And unfortunately, it falls on the Muslims. But let me tell you something, bro. You can have a mosque anywhere in the world, in any prison in the world, United States. The Muslims get mad respect in prisons. You know that, right? I've been there and I know. But let me tell you.
I know.
You can have it there, but don't put it in a place that's so respectful to, like, the United States of America. Simple as that, bro.
That's the whole point. A lot of people are upset with that.
That's like saying kiss my ass.
That's what I was saying about the mosque being there.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I'm just saying at some point you got to... I shouldn't put it this way. Don't you have to just at some point...
I got to take a break. Thank you. Not take a break, but I have to get off the call because the guy dropped the S-bomb there, you know. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for your call. Or Calvin, I should say, for your call.
What'd you do? You cut that brother off.
He dropped the S-bomb, so I had to move on, okay? It's nothing against the guy.
Well, I mean, see, but I'm glad you did cut him off because he was not really representing.
What do you mean?
Well, that was an African American, but he's not like Muslim, and that puts me off. I don't know how to deal with that. It makes me off balance, you know. And
that was an African American, but not Muslim. So every African American that you talk to,
anyway, I'm not. You don't understand. I'm talking about how America needs to go ahead and grip the side of the mattress. No.
You heard what that other man said. He agreed with me. Why, he's a black man, but he's not a Muslim, and so that threw you off balance. And what, just bottom line, we got to grip the side of a mattress. What you're talking about here is you're talking about that mosque as being rape, aren't you?
No, sir, I am not.
Yes, you are. That you've and you know what? You may be right, man. You may be right. You may be saying that the first time was when we got slapped with that 9/11. The second time, shoving that mosque up there, that's rape.
Mr. Henry, now see, you flipped it around.
You said grab the side of the mattress.
I said that sometimes in jail, you know.
Well, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about your jail experience.
I said it didn't happen to me.
I know. You happened it on somebody else.
I didn't say that either. You're putting words in my mouth, and probably because I'm a Hispanic and you don't think I can defend myself or something.
No, I don't. It's not got nothing to do with that. It's just that you are saying some things here that are a little weird. You're saying there's a black guy, but he's not a Muslim, that he agrees with me, and so you're thrown off balance. And what is that about? Here is John in Las Vegas listening on KDON. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. I love your show. This gentleman, I guess, has been in jail a little too long because he is insensitive and disrespectful.
Oh, there we go again. There we go. That sounds candy-ass to me. I'm insensitive. That sounds like, you know, ow. That's what it sounds like. You're saying, and I'm saying that American people have got to stop with all that.
If you don't love America, leave it. Go home to where
well,
you
that's
came
original,
from.
That's what, I bet you think you said something original there, huh? Love it or leave it. Man, I've been listening to that for long, love it or leave it. And I think what you need to understand is when you say that that's too sensitive, that...
The other guy said that calling Charles in Nashville, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Charles.
That's disrespectful. Let's tell it like it is.
Yeah, this is Charles from Nashville, Tennessee. I don't think anybody that wants to put something like that down there where a lot of people got killed there is, I think that's disrespecting what this country stands for. This country stands for freedom. They don't like people that are putting stuff up to cause a lot of problems. That would cause a lot of problems with the people that lost their families there and died. If you have a family that was there and lost their life, you wouldn't want somebody to put something up there to be mocking them about a death.
Don't you think at some point you need to bite the towel and, you know what I mean?
If a person feels like biting the towel, they need to get out of the country and go somewhere else and live. That's about all I got to say.
Don't we have to at some point say, okay, I better just hold my breath and take it?
No, I think you're getting the message from people saying no. They don't want to hold their breath and take it.
Well, I don't understand that. How do you get through life if you don't know how at least once to bite down on a towel and just go, yee-hee? How can I describe?
What did you do? I don't understand.
Hey, come here. Come here, Oscar, come here. Let me have that towel. Now, Mr. Anderson, I'm talking about. Why don't the American people know how to do that?
Because it ain't pleasant, because it's surrender, because it's submission, because it's very, 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 very un-American. Here is Jim in Houston on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, it's un-American, like according to a movie.
No, according to the history. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm a little upset over this sissy comment. You know, I'm a fourth generation that's fought for this country. And this country does not bow down and surrender to everybody that wants to come in here and do whatever they want. Building a mosque at Ground Zero is disrespectful to the family that not only I lost, but several other people lost. Now, what's the problem with them just moving it a little bit further away and being done with it?
What's wrong with us just, you know, gritting our teeth, man, just biting down on the rubber on that rubber thing?
Because we're Americans, and Americans tend to fight for what we believe in. That's not
right down on the rubber thing.
If you ever saw the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Jack Nicholson at one point has electroshock. Yeah, you see how he took it?
This is
Jack Nicholson. This ain't no movie. What do you mean Jack Nicholson took electroshock?
That is America. You put those electrodes on, we're just like, if we can get through that, you know.
Oh, well, you quit with the movie, okay? All the sound effects.
Well, this man's saying, you're saying that I'm not allowed to, that I'm not allowed to have a mosque at Ground Zero because what? It's not American? I say I should have a mosque at Ground Zero just to prove that we can stand there, you know.
And I'm saying it's disrespectful.
Yeah, but
did you lose any family there?
The what?
Did you lose any family there?
Not that I know of. I mean, but I will tell you this.
You know of
it? Well, I don't know. I mean,
think you might care about it?
If I did, I probably would, but I would very much care about it, yes. But I still wouldn't want to not have a mosque there.
You would just bike the town and go on with it. Then who's not being a man in this situation? The person that's going to bend over and take whatever's given to them?
No.
Or the person that's going to stand up for what's right?
I'm saying at some point in life, you have no choice, you know? And
That's wrong. At every time in life, you have a choice. Every time in life, you have a choice.
Well, you could die.
Absolutely.
Then sometimes you accept death. Sometimes you take death over humiliation. You take it over submission. You take it over enslavement. Sometimes death is preferable to that. We're not talking about death. We're simply talking about a mosque, okay?
But I'm just saying, wouldn't you rather bite down on that rubber thing and live to, you know, live another day?
I'm an American soldier. I don't bite down on anything. I fight for what's right. And that's the way most Americans are.
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand that kind of thinking. Yeah.
Well, Brass, you know what? Second generation American.
That's the kind of thinking that made us free.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Let's move on to Jonathan in Mobile, Alabama. Jonathan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Enjoyed the show.
And all that other.
Listen, the gentleman that's on here, you know, trying to shove this down the American people's throat is a travesty right there. You know, as a soldier and a patriot and an American right there, whether you're a first generation or a 10th generation American, you need to be proud of America. America has rights and freedoms right there. And this is wrong no matter how you look at it. And if you're proud about being in jail, then you know what? That's wrong because you know what? You need to go back and try to, if you're out of jail, congratulations, but you need to go back and try to fix your community. To sit there and try to promote jail is a wrong thing.
I'm not promoting jail.
The children
I'm just
of
saying
America
being able to,
and the soldiers
to,
of America
to bite
right
on the
there,
rubber thing
they promote
for electroshock.
Freedom. We promote freedom. And you're talking about movies and everything like that. This is wrong.
Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen the electroshock thing?
It doesn't
what do you mean the rubber
if you're
thing?
A Muslim or a Christian or a Jew. This is wrong. There were 3,000.
Have you ever seen electroshock? No, you haven't. And in one flew over the cuckoo's nest,
I'm proud of that right there. And if you're going through electric shock right there, then it sounds like there's a psychosomatic problem with you. To sit there and say that America needs to bite the bullet, you're wrong, sir. Americans are free and proud people right there. And if you're an American, you need to stand up for something instead of being
I'm just talking about
like
biting down on the rubber thing that they put in your mouth.
Are
the
you
rubber
proud
thing
about
they put
being
in, your
in jail, sir? Are you proud
no,
about being
I'm not.
In jail?
I'm, okay, no, I'm not. No, but I am proud about being able
are
to bite down on the rubber thing.
Are you an American?
I'm,
yes or no?
Well, my parents were born in Mexico.
Yes, you were born here. You're an American.
You need to stand
I do stand
up for
freedom.
Sir.
I do stand up for freedom, but you still haven't talked about what that rubber thing.
Well, you forget the rubber thing that you have to bite down on for electroshock, man. I don't know what it's called.
Let me tell you what.
It's like they put it in your teeth. I don't know.
Fight and die daily.
Right.
My daughter
yes.
right now is fighting for my country. Okay. My grandfather have fought for this country right here, sir.
That's right.
And if
That's
you're
right,
an American,
man. That's right.
Whether you're first, eighth, or tenth generation American. You need to be proud of the United
okay,
States.
Okay, let me ask you something. Phil Hendry's father was in Canada's army in World War II, not even America. So what do you think of that, Mr. Hendry?
Okay,
hey,
so my old man was in the Canadian army. Whatever. He was fighting with the Americans.
That's right.
He was fighting
for freedom.
He was with the Canadians, the Americans, and the British were all together, and the French and all. Get out of here with my dad was in the Canadian army. Hey, listen, I got to take a break, sir. Thank you very much. Good series of calls. Yes, sir, go ahead. One more.
Oh, you let this guy keep talking?
Yes, he wants to say one more thing. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your show right there, and it's like
thank you.
Promote everybody there who is standing for America.
Well, I just want to let the gentleman know it's not that big of a thing to bite that up.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show talking here. Brass Phil Nueva seems to think that it is a point of pride to bite down on the rubber thing. Because that's what we're doing if we take that, if we put that mosque in downtown New York. Look, I say we. I mean, it's like New York City, and here we are all over the country debating whether that should be there. Because that was something that happened to all of us. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Your dad was in the Canada Army.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Brass Villanueva joining us. And Mr. Villanueva, there's no question in my mind that the people who are weighing in tonight, the opinion is that it is not a smart thing. It's not a strong thing. It doesn't show that we're tough when we stand there and take it.
All right. I asked one of your people to have ready the electroshock sound effect, and instead we actually have the machine here. Now, this is the sound of electroshock machine, and we use this in Los Molos seminars, in our outreach, in our community outreach programs, because we tell people, you know, to be able to take it and to stand up like a man. This is Los Molos. Okay? Okay, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, fine. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to listen to this. This is the sound of electroshock. Yeah. See, I can take it. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, for a man to be able to stand before everyone and to say, "I can take it." You know,
that's not really. I don't understand that whole demonstration. That was ridiculous.
Why?
You're not really getting electroshock.
What I'm saying to you, and what I'm saying to your listeners, this is how you should take electroshock. In the same manner, this is how the American people should take the mosque at Ground Zero. Listen. Yeah, I don't care. Get out of here, see? That's I don't care. And that shows the, I don't know, the word you want to use, like the bitchiness of it all, you know?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll take a phone call here, one more here from John. Hello, John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Brass Phil and a Wave. Go ahead, please.
How are you doing, sir? Love the show. I'm going to
yes,
go ahead
sir.
And make
Thank
it
you.
Short. I think your guest does have an issue with Americans. I believe he's said America. He's denying himself if it's from the United States. And the second question I have, I think he probably got influenced in jail. There are some Muslim groups. If he has any connections to these Muslim groups in jail. Thank you very much.
Well,
Do you?
I don't want to say. I think, no, I do not have no influence with no Muslim, but I did see them, and they convinced me that because they were people of color, and I was people of color, they basically said that, yeah, you know, you're black, even though you're Mexican. And
who did? These Muslims?
Right. But they're the ones who told me that to stand up like a man and to think it like a man is to take the electroshock of history. That is what it is to be Los Malos. And so for all of my brothers out there, I don't care, I don't care. It doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt.
And that's what you guys do. You don't get electroshock, you pretend.
Well, yeah, you know, because I'm like, I'm going to get real electroshock? No way. I'm out of jail now. I give myself electroshock, they put me back in jail. Probably put me in, like, a Tascadero, but... Anyway, thank you for having me on, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
That it? Oh, thanks a lot.
Just get out of here, man. The Craigslist killer. He wrote his ex-fiance's name in blood on his jail cell before taking his own life. The Phil Henry Show. I'm glad he took his own life.
Henry.
We'll be back.